Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sixpence Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Shut Up A Second. I'm Hayden.
I'm Zoe B.
I'm Cass.
And today we're talking about fishy wishies.
Fishy wishies!
Is that from something, or do you guys just really sync up about fishy wishes just then?
This is what they mean when they say women sync up.
Yeah.
We've been hanging around to each other, two dog. We know how to say words when they come up in the perfect comedian context.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, for sure.
Same jokes all the time.
What's your favourite fishy wishy, if you had to narrow it down? All right, everyone give a top 30 list of your favourite fishy wishes. Cass, go.
Okay.
Start with number 30.
I can do a top three.
No. Okay. No, do top three.
Top three. Okay, I haven't thought of the third, so we're going to go in descending order.
Let's do a top two.
Top two, okay.
You know what, let's just do top one and
no,
then...
No, I've got two.
Okay, fine. Top two fishy wishies.
Top two in no particular order. The fishy wishies on a fish vase I bought from an op shop.
Oh, yeah.
There's a vase I have that is covered in fishy wishies and other little items that live in and around, I think, a freshwater lake.
Mm.
So we got like little crabs, little yabbies, dragonflies, little reeds.
Any of them fish?
Fishy wishy.
Okay.
They're the wishy part of the fishy.
All right. So reeds, dragonflies, and crabs count as fishy wishy.
But there's also big fishy wishy in the middle.
Sure.
And that is what drew me toward it. And that's why I purchased fish vase so happily. One of my most favorite purchases. Very much love it. The other one is anytime I wish upon a star or a wish chip and I panic and start saying, I wish for fish.
How often are you wishing on a star?
Every time I see the first star of the night.
Also, you're a 27-year-old woman still wishing on magic chips, just to clarify.
Yes.
Yes.
Do people know what... Is that a common thing?
We've wish spoken chips? About wish chips on air before.
When it's folded over. It's hardly a special chip.
No, not really. You get 10 in every bag.
Well, you start getting Red Rock deli chips. They're actually pretty common.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why they're my favourite brand of chips. Oh, it's for the flavour.
$5 for a bag, but you get like 10 wishes.
So good.
Yeah, no, a wish on everything. Dandelions... but sometimes, well, because I'm very lucky. I live a very blessed life. And so,
because of all the wishes that have been granted.
I wish for nothing.
Well, yeah, because
oh my God, it came true.
Sometimes I go to make a wish and I'm like, I think I want for nothing at the moment. I think, like, you know, because like wish magic, you can't really wish for world peace. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, of course.
So,
it doesn't work like that.
It's like genie rules. You have to wish for something realistic. Anyway,
I think with a genie, you could wish for world peace, but then it would be some kind of monkey paw thing where it tricks you.
Exactly.
And it's like world peace, but also, what's the bad side of world peace?
Everyone dies.
Everything's boring.
Everyone's dead.
World peace because everyone's dead. Yeah
there are no more humans left. So, if I'm going to monkey paw, I don't want to monkey paw the whole world. I want to monkey paw myself. So, every time I make a wish, I think of something that I would like, but then sometimes there's nothing I want for, and then I panic because I don't want to waste the wish.
That's how many wishes she's done.
But I don't want to waste the wish.
You wished out.
So then I say, I wish for fish because that's what I think of first.
How many times do you think you've wished for fish?
Oh, I couldn't count.
How many fish do you have?
Yeah.
No, I eat a lot. I eat fish.
Okay.
So then I'll eat a fish, like I'll eat a sushi or something later, and I'll be like, oh my God, my wish came true.
Yeah.
How lucky am I?
What other things are you, if you don't mind me asking, what else have you wished for that has come true?
Well, okay, first rule is you can't say it, otherwise it won't come true. So I'm just trying to think of other
ones
things
that have ones that have already come true.
Well, yeah.
Not ones that are pending.
How many are in the bank?
Yeah, how many are you waiting on to come true if you give us a rough number?
Well, okay, sometimes my wishes are for things like, I'll try and give an example without, doxing my wishes.
Give us something that you might wish for, but you didn't wish
okay,
for.
Okay, yeah. So if I've got,
if you're not wishing for fishing,
so if I've got a big event coming up, I'll be like, I would love confidence to be able to speak at this event.
That's nice.
Well,
that's a good one. That's just like sort of self-affirming sort of stuff. That's
cool. I think probably in my younger years, I've wished for like a text back or something. That probably worked.
That is so sad.
Yeah, because I was young.
I wish you got a star that a boy will text you back. That's funny.
Yeah, well.
What?
Do fucking
animals come in and braid your hair every morning, Cass? Like, who are you?
You're allowed to wish on stars. Actually, oh my God, I went camping the other day and I saw 7 shooting stars.
That's seven wishes.
That's a lot. Wait, do you wish on shooting stars as well? Obviously you do.
First star of the night.
What am I finding? You wish on things that aren't even wish things. Of
first
course
star of the night, you're allowed to make a wish on. 11-11, you're allowed to make a wish.
Oh, I forgot about 11-11. You're making at least 2 a day.
No, I set my clock to 24-hour time.
Oh, okay, that's so you're only 11-11 a.m.?
Yep.
That's the least special.
Yeah.
But 11-11 p.m. is way more magic,
I would say. No, but it's more magical because if I'm awake by then, that's pretty special.
11-11 is like your early morning.
If I manage to catch it, like if I'm not rushing around with all my things of the day, yeah. I missed it today.
That's why it's special because
most people are up for like 5 or 6 hours.
I was up for a while, but
I wasn't.
But if I have been up for a bit, then I'm still racing around, probably getting my breakfast, having a cup of tea, running late. So yeah, if I'm up, then I'm not asleep. I'm running late, so it is a miracle if I catch it. But yeah. Right. 11-11, first hour of the night, any shooting stars. As I said, got 7 the other night.
Wish chips.
Wish chips.
Dandelions.
Dandelions, yep.
Wishbones.
I haven't had a wishbone in a while, but you know I would.
Yeah.
She would.
Birthday, if you
birthday cake.
Birthday cake, you get to blow out your candles, make a wish.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I haven't done that in a while. I usually...
You can only be able to do it once a year.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's fair. Oh, I don't know if I...
Do you think that each different thing you wish for has like a different amount of wish granting power? Like is 11-11 for shorter, smaller wishes, but birthday cake wishes, that's the big ones.
That's a big one. That's your yearly wish.
Okay, yeah. I think shooting stars, I reckon will be top of the line.
Yeah, that's cosmic.
I saw a shooting star the other night that had a tail and it lasted seconds in the sky.
That's pretty good.
I think I was too overwhelmed to make a wish. It was so beautiful.
Wow, I really missed out on a grand opportunity.
I feel like
that would have been like the most powerful. That was the one.
Yeah, but no, I think Zoe's right. Like it happened and I was like, wow, that is like a wish coming true. You know, I got to see that.
Fuck world peace. Cass got to see a bit of light
for a
bit. I can't
wish for world peace. Everyone will die.
I like this monkey paw version of world peace, though. I'm kind of good for it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, we'll be happy.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I'll be dead, which is really going to give me the best happiness.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's my top 2 fishy wishies.
Yep. Zoe, do you wish often?
No.
Do you often wish?
No, I don't even wish on a birthday cake.
Yeah, I don't think I wish anymore. That's kind of sad. I'm only really realizing that now.
It's good. You get to use it as little like manifestations and stuff. So you're like, oh, like with mine, be like, oh, I want the confidence for XYZ, or I would love to have the strength to be able to complete Y. Or...
Oh, Cass, sorry, I don't believe in that mumbo jumbo.
Believing in yourself?
Mumbo jumbo of self-confidence.
I don't believe in that wishing for self-confidence. I only do hypnosis tapes.
Yeah. It sounds like just sort of like you could do meditation and get the same result.
Yeah, exactly, but this is so much faster.
I guess.
Yes. Yeah. I don't
thought
really...
of that boring sitting down.
Yeah, yeah. Can't you just decide to do something and then do it?
Yeah, but that's the difference between like setting an intention and just being like, I should do this. Because I got, well, this was like, it's like sometimes, okay, sometimes I see people who are online and they're like, I'm a witch, here's how to cast a spell to be more creative. And yeah. to me, I see that and I'm like, that's really cool. Because the whole thing you do the whole time is like you are intention setting. So you are just concentrating on something you really want while you are using your hands, essentially. So like, and I think that's magic. Like the fact that you can sort of rewire your own brain by thinking really hard.
It is cool, yeah.
Yeah.
The brain, man, it's mush.
It's just squishy bits of
electrode. It's electric mush.
Yeah, it's electric mush.
Changes shape and stuff.
Yeah, shocky little slime. So, but then I'll see the things and people will be like, you need to get this ingredient, that ingredient. I'm like, no, shut up. No, I'm not going to the shops.
No, I'm
going
to go get a bag of chips like a normal person. Thank you.
I'm going to stare at the sky and see if I can see any first stars or whatever.
Yeah, well, I like those ones because they're essentially you meditate on something while using your hands. Because if I'm sitting there meditating, sometimes, well, I don't.
Get a bit fidgety.
Yeah, it's boring.
You should get hypnotized. You should get hypnotized. You can't move when you're under hypnosis and it's weird.
Hypnosis seems
scary.
Cool. Yeah. I've never done it. I would love to get hypnotized.
It's super. I do it for my anxiety and I quite enjoy it because I didn't believe in hypnosis.
Yeah.
I was like, that is some fucking mumbo jumbo right there. That is some hoodoo doo doo.
Yeah.
And I got hypnotized for the first time, and I remember lying there with like in my fucking zone and being like, oh man, I'm smarter than this. I was like, I fucking got this, man. And like, because they hypnotize you not to move, and I was like, you've got this, man, just move your fucking finger, just move like your finger the tiniest bit to prove that you are better than this.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't, it's not like I was trying to. And I was losing. It was like there was a stronger part of my brain that was like, nah.
No moving.
And I was like, yeah, man, he wins. He's smart.
Oh, okay. This is all, yeah.
Yeah. So it's super weird. I quite like it, though, but it's good because at the end of it, they're like, you can fall asleep now if you want to. And sometimes I'm like, fuck yeah, I can fall asleep. And then sometimes I'm like, no, I don't trust this.
Yeah, right. Wait, is this like a tape or like a...
I go in and do sessions that we record so I can listen back to my hypnosis sessions.
Oh, okay, right. So they're not letting you fall asleep in the office.
No.
That's what I was wondering. I'm like, that's a cheeky, because usually they charge by the hour.
Yeah. Well, I'm special and my hypnotherapist doesn't charge me because she knows I'm poor.
That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, wow.
That's
nice.
Really special. She was like, she was public. And I got to do it on, like, the government scheme, and then she went private.
Really?
And then was like, well, you've been seeing me for a couple of years. You can just stay on
as my
client.
Cool.
Yeah, she's a nice lady.
That's really nice.
That's really beautiful.
Yeah. I watched a TED talk about hypnosis, and this guy got, like, 10 people on stage and basically was like, you don't really get hypnotized unless you want to be. And so he did the magic hypnosis where, like, they click their fingers and then people, like, collapse. And he did it, and they're like, half the people collapse, half of them were like, what?
Yeah.
And then this one girl like half collapsed and then came to straight away and was like, wait, what? It was great.
It is super weird to like be like, I am not in control of my body.
Yeah, that is weird. But and I kind of like that.
I want to do that now. That sounds super good. This sounds like a lot less effort than thinking.
Oh my, it's so funny because in my little tapes, like my hypnotherapist will be like, you're either going to feel light as a feather or heavy as a ton of bricks. And I'm like, those are two really big extremes.
Which one do you usually feel like?
I feel very heavy. Uh-huh. I feel like I could melt into my couch.
That's kind of nice, though.
Yeah, it's pretty special. It's like, you know, when you're trying to fall asleep.
Yeah.
And you get that wave just before it, like, before you really conk out, and you're like, oh, man, it's happening.
No.
Oh, man.
I feel like I can't remember falling asleep. I never remember.
I have so much trouble sleeping that I'm so aware of my entire sleep process.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't sleep quite a bit. And then if I do, I'll sleep for, like, way too long.
Mm.
So I, like, conk it. I'm asleep once I'm asleep, but it takes me forever to get there. So I have to do, like, I for ages had all these different techniques on how to fall asleep. And, like,
all the breathing and stuff.
Now I just watch TV until I pass out. If that is at 6 a.m., that's at 6 a.m., you know.
Hey, whatever works.
Yeah, whatever works, man. Just put on a murder mystery, chill the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. But don't you get annoyed if you don't see who done it? Or do you watch so many that you know?
I watch so many, and I also picked like true crime shows from like the 80s.
Nice.
So I'm like, whatever, man. Like, who cares?
Oh, it's The Butler.
Yeah. I was like, I was like, whatever, man, this happened decades ago. Except last night I was watching a medical show just because, like, that's what I'm watching at the moment.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, it was like 2 a.m. and I was like, I should definitely switch to a show that I don't care about so I can fall asleep.
Yeah.
And I was like, one more episode. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, life.
Yeah.
And then I was watching the episode and in the, because it's a fucking medical drama, they were like, this small 3-year-old child's going to die. And I was like, oh no.
Oh, fuck.
And then I had to wake up to watch the rest of the episode. And I distinctly remember having the thought process that was like, hey, Zoe, why don't you change to the show you don't want to watch now? Yeah. And then you won't be invested in this and then you can go to bed. And I was like, no, I'm invested. And I watched it. Of course, the 3-year-old boy died. Oh, I then had to stay awake for an hour crying.
Oh, no.
And then that made me think of, because it was two brothers, and it was the little brother who was dying. And he was like, telling the doctor, he was like, you got to look after my brother. You got to look after him.
Man.
He was like,
yeah. What show is this?
The Resident.
Okay.
And just a medical drama. Yeah. You know, Grey's Anatomy style show. And then I started thinking about my brother and started crying even harder. And I was like,
Also, it wasn't a documentary.
No. No, I only watch documentaries about children grieving death.
Yeah.
So the same thing?
Yeah, but like, yeah, kind of. Yeah.
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 What documentary is that? Do I want to know? Because it sounds incredibly sad.
One More Hug and a Couple Smooches Too, something like that.
Oh, fuck.
And it's about kids going to grief camp to learn how to grieve properly and to be around other kids that are grieving so they don't feel as alone.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Let them be alone in the camp.
Yeah.
Seems rude to the kids.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. I like it. I like falling asleep to it because I like to cry myself to sleep most nights, as we've established.
I was going to say, like, have you guys ever cried yourself to sleep?
Yeah, God,
I don't think so.
Yes.
I've only ever done it once, and I remember waking up the next day being like, wow, tick that off the list.
Oh, man.
The bucket list, bucket list.
Get some depression, man. You can cry yourself to sleep every night if you want to.
Does it make your skin nice? Because salt water is really good for your skin.
It makes you blotchy. And sometimes you wake up with like that crusty under nose bit because your nose has been dripping the whole night.
Ah.
Love that.
Yeah, it's pretty sexy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we can get around.
Yeah.
Hit me up with these documentaries.
I will.
I'm not going to watch it. Sounds sad.
It is.
But
so
it would be
sad.
Really interesting to see how kids grieve, but then I would have to watch kids grieve.
It's pretty, well, they're all consented to watching you letting them watch them.
I mean, they're children who are grieving. How
well, the parents have consented, which is the legal definition of consent.
How do they still have parents?
Well, not.
Wait,
they're not orphans.
You don't have to only be grieving your parents.
Who else would you?
Well, it's and either it like one of their parents.
Yeah.
Well, or like one of their siblings.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that means they're also grieving.
Yeah. Everyone's grieving. It's great.
Yeah, but.
Are you saying that you can't consent if you're sad?
I mean, you can consent if you're sad. You can absolutely consent if,
yes, or else for the past 8 years of my life have been,
You can, I don't know. Look, I failed a driving test while I was grieving. I remember going to the driving test and being like, I don't know if this is a good idea.
No, look, doing certain things while you're grieving.
Doesn't work,
you know, but it's, you also can't do certain things when you're busy crying over documentaries you've watched.
That's true. They share.
Yeah.
They get
to
share.
Sometimes when you're sad, you can be sad, and it's okay. You don't have to do things. I think my favorite fish are those fishes. You know, the little singing bass.
Oh, yeah.
They're good.
Oh,
they're the good fishy.
I got one of them in my house.
They're so fucking cool.
Yeah,
what does it sing?
What does it sing, Cass? Cass got it for me for my birthday.
It's rare one.
Yeah, it's not big mouth Billy Bass. It's like a cool catfish or something.
Yeah, it's a catfish instead of a bass.
Yeah.
And it sings slightly different songs, but you listen to them and you're like, no, that checks out.
I think it says it sings Bad to the Bone.
Fuck yeah.
But I don't know why.
Because he's a catfish and he's cool.
He likes He has expressions that are it's just
Is he
puns.
Wearing sunglasses? Because in my mind he's wearing sunglasses.
He's a naked fish.
Oh. Okay.
You feel like he should be wearing a hat or something, but naked fish.
I feel like there was at least a model of Big Mouth Billy Bass that had a Santa hat on, right?
Yeah, I feel like there'd be Christmas
ones. Yeah, there'd be a Christmas one, surely.
I like it when they sing, don't worry, be happy. That's good. It's good that a fish is telling you to calm down.
Yeah, that is nice.
That song, I hate that song.
Well,
why?
God, people used to sing it at me all the time when I was sad.
Oh,
yeah, people do that, yeah.
And it's just like.
That is also, yeah, that's an experience I have had as well. People are weird.
Awful. awful. Don't do it.
I'm depressed. Let me be depressed.
I wonder how many people sing that and walk away and be like, I fixed him. All you need is a song in your heart.
I remember when I was in the height of my depression, I was lying down on a floor crying.
Mm.
You know, depression.
Yeah.
Mm. And one of my roommates at the time was like, I'll fix this, and started singing Don't Worry, Be Happy while playing guitar at me.
Oh, fucking hell.
Which was awkward and weird. And then my partner at the time entered the room and saw that I was depressed and this was happening. And he was like, don't worry, I know how to fix this. And then he just got me chopping vegetables.
And that, yeah.
And that weirdly fixed it because I could focus on something else.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously being my partner, he knew that it was just distract me from the fact that I had crippling depression, yeah. Not address the fact that I have crippling depression.
Yeah. And so like, it was just hey, super... have you tried not worrying about being depressed?
Yeah, and just like, don't worry, be happy. And then I was just like, this isn't helping. And then it was like, hey, man, can you chop some capsicum for me? I was like, oh, yeah. Don't even, I got you, fam.
That's nice.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm sure whatever garbage you're listening to now is fine, but did you know we do an absolute arseload of other podcasts? For example, D&D is for Nerds, a real-play Dungeons & Dragons podcast where I, Adam, Cass, and Zamet play a bunch of different characters over the course of a bunch of different campaigns, but all taking place within the same twisting, connected universe. If you've never played D&D before, that won't be a problem. Hell, it might make listening to it even better. So head to sanspantsradio.com and look for D&D is for Nerds, or just search for D&D is for Nerds wherever you find your podcasts.
People, just, man.
Oh, just the idea that the person is like, I'm going to fix her. This is the song that pulled me out
man,
of what I could
so
only
many people
assume
kept trying
was
to
also
fix
depression.
Me.
Yeah, that's yuck.
People being like, have said I'm doing it to it. My face.
And say, I will fix you.
Yeah, I've had people say, I want to fix you to my face. And I just have to be like,
fuck.
Ooh.
I hate that.
Yeah, no. It's
you're not broken. What yeah. the fuck?
That's, yeah, no, it's super weird.
That's, oh, God, like the savior complex.
Yeah. Yeah, especially like cis white men.
Yeah.
Being like, I've got this.
Yeah. In like, movies, people fix each other, so I will fix
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and I'm
then
like, I'm not
love.
Broken, but thank you. I have a chemical problem in my brain, and the meds will fix me.
Yeah.
Are you serotonin pills?
Yeah.
No, I have a guitar though.
Oh, sick. Yeah. No, sorry. It didn't work.
Was Big Mouth Billy Bass your number one fish, or was that your number two fish?
I think it's my number one.
Mm-hmm.
My second favorite fish is a tie, but I think that, no, they're simultaneously the same fish incident.
Yeah.
If that is
the fish incident.
It doesn't make sense yet, but I'm sure it will.
Oh no, yeah. Just it's my favorite photo in the world is that is that me and my brother both caught our first fish within a couple months of each other. And we're both not fishermen. Like this is just something we ended up coincidentally doing around the same time.
Mm.
And my brother caught a tiny little fish that was about like maybe 10 centimeters big.
Aww.
And was real like no, that's maybe 6 centimeters big and like real sad about it. And he has this photo of him looking disgusted at him, like at the fish. And then we've superimposed it. So I'm standing next to him where I've caught my first fish. And I caught a fucking mammoth fish that is about a foot long. And I look so fucking chuffed.
That is great.
I've seen that photo. I didn't realize it was Photoshopped.
They're just two photos next to each other. And there's just like a moment in time, like a couple, like literally like maybe 3 months apart.
That's
and I think
cute.
They're so funny.
Yeah.
I have it framed above my bed. That's how like great I think this photo is.
Wait, so you're saying both of those fish are number two because they're part of the same
they're
fish
They're part
incident?
Of the same story.
Yeah,
it's
I'll
like
allow
that
it.
Really
I'll
tiny fish and that giant fish. Also, I learned in that moment that fish have teeth because you have to put your thumb in your mouth in their mouth to take the photo. But the funny thing is that I think I'll put the photo online. my brother is in like full, like looks like a fisherman. Like he's got a little beanie on. Yeah. He's like all rugged
overalls
up.
Overalls probably.
Overalls. He's got this like fishing rod in the background and he looks like real.
On the docks. From,
yeah, he looks like he's on the docks. And I, on the other hand, I'm in a bright pink bikini. I have acrylic nails on. And this mammoth fucking fish. I just think it's very funny.
That is very funny. My favorite fish photo is there was a guy at our school and he was, you know, one of those guys that are just crazy.
Yeah, I've heard of the insane.
And so he was this guy, he didn't come to school much, but I think he was like a secret genius.
Yeah.
Like he was one of those guys that didn't come to school for like 2 years, but then came back and was smarter than everyone in the year. And maybe he was at home school or something. I don't know. No one really knew. Weird dude. Anyway, it was this photo of him on Facebook and he went to the drains and caught an eel. Took his shirt off, caught the eel in his shirt, then tied it in a knot. And then is him, so it's him holding this eel. By the way, the eel's fine. That's why it's funny. The eel's fine.
So the eel isn't in a knot?
No, the eel's in a knot.
Oh, God.
It's a loose knot. Tie the eel in a knot, and he's standing out front of the drains, shirtless, in the drain water, smiling. And it's the best photo I've ever seen in my fucking life. And I've tried to re-find it, and I can't do it. It's
lost.
You
gotta message him, like, years.
I don't know. I never even talked to him in school.
And just be like, hi, man, that I actually don't know.
Yeah.
You are part of my favourite memories.
I need this photo of you with an eel knot, because that's an insane thing to do.
You mean like the sewage drains, yeah?
Not sewage, like storm drains.
Oh, like stormwater, okay.
But there's but they sort of connect to like rivers and stuff.
Yeah, and there's an eel.
And there's eels in there. Eel. There's eels. Yeah.
Loose eels.
Loose eels. Ooh, maybe that's Lucille. My favorite fish.
Loose eels.
Loose eel. Yeah, maybe that eel's my favorite fish.
Yeah, that's
what's your number two then?
Number two.
The cool catfish.
No, I don't know. That's up there. I think salmon in general.
Oh.
Salmon are sick. Fair. They're tasty, number one. Number two, they swim upstream. Need I say more?
Yes. Yes. You needn't.
I needn't. They're the best fish.
It's pretty good. No, I think if you had to generalize, salmon is probably like a safe bet. Of yeah. Fish.
I mean, bears like them.
Yeah, that's another bears, thing. Bear food. Top,
yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to be seen disagreeing with a bear.
You do. Oh, they'll come for you.
Yeah. You'll get canceled. You'll get canceled.
And I think something that's great about the salmon bear relationship is salmon are like, we figured out how to swim upstream. We can fucking do it. And then they go to do that. They jump out of the water and into a bear's mouth.
Nah, fuck off.
Bear's like, wow, salmon really just out here delivering themselves.
It's pretty good. I wish we caught more food.
With the mouth?
With your bare mouth?
Like when they're a literal fish out of water.
Oh.
You want more airborne fish.
I want more.
Like catching food from an unforced error? Just like they fucked up. It's like, they fucked I'll up eat
and
you.
I now benefit.
Just like crabs walk on shore.
Yeah.
Mine.
My crab. It's it's like when turtles, have you seen, I think it's in Blue Planet or Planet Earth or one of the Davo Docos.
Davo Doco.
And he talks about the turtles when they're born and they get disorientated by like the street light.
Kills me.
Yeah, that's no, it's so super sad, fucking sad.
They think it's the moon.
So they go into the street light instead of the ocean.
Yeah.
I think those turtles are fair game.
No, but that's,
you should
like
be allowed to hit them with your car.
Yeah.
They're idiots.
I know, that's us trapping them.
They've done a goof. Well,
it's called evolution. Yeah. Cass, they should be doing it.
Survival of the fittest.
We've had lights for fucking ages.
But not that fast. We did such fast lights on those turtles.
Yeah, that's true.
Their reproduction cycles probably.
Yeah, they're cooked.
Yeah, they're cooked. I can imagine the entire cityscape.
When we're done with them.
I thought you were going to say, like, sometimes turtles flip upside down and they boil in the sun. And I'm like, well, no, okay, fair game.
That was.
No, you mean when they get hit by a car?
No, I'm saying when they've just gone in the wrong direction, I can pick them up off the ground and put them on a kebab and they're mine.
I know a guy who's eaten turtle.
Yeah?
And apparently it's fucking great.
Yeah, I feel like it would be delicious.
He said it's a mix between fish and chicken.
That's what crocodile tastes like.
Yeah, I've had crocodile,
tastes
yeah.
like nothing.
Crocodile tastes like calamari and chicken had a baby.
Yeah, but I didn't like it. It just had no flavor. I'm like, why did a crocodile have to end for this?
There's many crocodiles, though.
And they are a pest, and they do. Well, they're not a pest.
Native. They just fuck shit up. But they've been in there for ages.
Exactly. Yeah.
For literally, like, millions of years.
Yeah. They're allowed
just fucking shit up.
I feel like I feel like see, they,
when people are in the water, they get them.
Yeah. Yeah. See? We should be playing by the same rules.
Okay, so if they come onto land, okay, if they're in the water, that's their turf.
Yeah, but if they're on, like, a bank, I think that doesn't count. But if they've wandered into town.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Is there an animal that you want to eat that you haven't eaten?
Galapagos turtle. Galapagos tortoise.
Yeah, okay. What do you think they taste like?
I don't know, but that's the one where
they look leathery. They look sinewy.
This is the one where they kept trying to bring them back.
Yeah, but they got eaten because they were so delicious.
They were so delicious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I can't remember one of the colonizers tried to bring back a shipload
I'm pretty sure it's Darwin.
Darwin?
I think it's Darwin. Like, I think it's iconically Darwin who just kept eating turtles.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Wow.
So kept trying to bring back Galapagos tortoises to study them or do whatever with them. And then
and people just came to his door with a knife and fork with a napkin in
their shirt.
No,
they didn't make it off the ship.
Oh, my God.
They like, the ship journey, they'd piled them up with Galapagos tortoises and they got to the other end and they're like, there aren't any. Like, it got
what are all those empty shells?
They must have been so delicious that they had, they were down to one tortoise and they were like,
not worth it.
Fuck.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah. That's great. I want to eat horse.
You've never eaten horse?
I've never eaten horse.
You've not eaten horse,
that I,
man.
Not I've that I know horse. Of. In Japan, horse is everywhere. You need horse
yeah,
whenever you want.
Horse? A bunch in
we
Europe.
Didn't eat horse. I wanted to eat horse, but I'm like, I sort of felt weird about it. But now I'm like, man, I wish I ate horse.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And we had a cheval burger, something like that. Horse burger. It was good.
Yeah.
Where'd you have that?
France.
Sick.
Yeah. You can just go to Europe, man. Horse.
I mean, I guess
it's a sturdy meat.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's one of those ones we should farm. I think when people are getting weird about eating horse, I like understand getting weird about eating horse if you thought you were eating beef, but I don't understand the idea of getting weird about eating horse.
Yeah, they're
like,
the same as cows. They're as smart, probably.
Well, the
cows are smart as fuck.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
And
cows, pigs.
Cows break my heart. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, pigs play video games?
There's that's
like,
sick.
There's little video games someone set up with like, oh, you have to the control with the big trotters. So it's like two big buttons. They're just fucking playing video games and shit.
Oh, I love
that's
him.
Cool. Yeah.
But yeah, with the argument, because you remember that big sign by Peter, they're like, where do you draw the line? And but they lined them up so you could actually draw a line.
Yeah.
I have that photo saved on my phone.
But the thing about which animals do we eat and which animals do we not eat, we eat animals that have a plant-based
diet.
Yeah. So you don't have to farm animals to feed the animals. So it's like,
but horses don't eat meat.
Exactly.
So we can eat horse.
Yeah. But it would be like inefficient and strange to eat a dog or a cat because they need meat to survive. So you'd have to farm something to farm cats and dogs. Yeah. So you'd be farming two different animals.
Which is like one of the things I find weird about fish farming is that they have to get fish from the ocean to feed the fish in the farm.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I was going to say about fishy wishies.
Yeah, because I don't eat a lot of seafood. I had to start eating some in the past couple of years, but for like 10 years I was the opposite of a pescatarian.
We ate everything except
yeah,
fish.
I ate everything except seafood because I didn't like the practice of. I don't
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't like the practice of fishing, and I think it's really gross. And then I was. Then everyone was like, "Well, why don't you just eat farmed fish?" And I was like, "Because they just feed them with other fish that they got from the ocean."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's no good.
Yeah,
being a vegan is truly the best option.
Yeah, except the moral superiority. Well, maybe the moral superiority.
I was talking to someone who was a vegan, and she was like. Yeah, I'm not really vegan anymore because it's like in general, it's like the best thing you can do, but really it's not the best thing you can do. Yeah. Like if it's as a general rule, if you had to have one rule to live by, it cuts emissions and stuff.
Yeah.
But like she made the example of if you go to like a local farm and get butter from like this local farm that keeps the calves with the mothers and it's like they eat all these sustainable farming practices, that's heaps better than buying Nutrilex because that's just like mass farmed fucking canola or whatever the fuck it is. So it's like not always the best, but mostly it's the best.
All right.
Yeah. Look, just trying to buy small and trying to be as ethical as possible is always a good option.
I, for a while, only wanted to eat meat I could kill.
No, that's fair.
Like, as in, you'd kill, but wait, like bare hand, like mono-y-mono, just the animal, or do you get a knife?
I think I get a knife. Depends on what animal. Like a bear, I get a knife because they have... No,
wait, so you're doing this all mentally. Like, in your mental fight, you'd beat a possum so you can eat possum?
Yeah.
Oh.
But do you think you could kill a cow, though, right?
I reckon.
If you had a knife.
Yeah, if I had a knife.
But if you didn't have a knife, I don't think you could.
No.
Cow would win. Mm. Oh, I ate possum, and I forgot about it.
Yeah, didn't you buy a whole, like, 5 kilos of possum meat or something?
It wasn't 5 kilos. It was two little possum things, because...
Just possums. You can call them possums.
No, like...
Two little possum
breasts.
Yeah, it was, like, little possum... chunks of meat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The tail.
Complete. It wasn't the tail. Yeah, yeah, it was just, I don't know what they did.
I feel like that would be ribs. Like,
it's like a little rat tail, though, isn't it? That would be gross.
Oh, I was thinking of opossums. No, brush-tail possums. But then I was like, no, it's still, I thought it was
I think
fat.
They're probably still small little thin rat-tailed things.
Yeah, no, I fucked up. I thought it was like a fat, delicious tail, but no tails are fat and delicious.
Kangaroo tails probably are.
Yeah, kangaroo tails.
Well, that'd be good.
That on a barbecue. I miss meat. I miss
meat. Are you a vegetarian now?
I am not a vegetarian, but I had to cut my red meat intake severely when I got diagnosed with Crohn's, so I really minimize my red meat because it makes me sick. Unless it's super processed, which is weird.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, so I can
because your body can't break it down, so you just have to have someone else do it for you.
Exactly. So I can eat like Macca's.
But you can't have a juicy steak.
Yeah, but I can't have a juicy steak. Unless, and sometimes I do. You just plan for it like you plan for a hangover.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Like, it's just like, I know I'm going to be tomorrow's a write-off. Then I go nuts.
That's all right.
Oh, you absolutely go ham on
I do go ham on ham.
You don't eat pork, though.
I do eat ham.
Oh.
It's processed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's brine, isn't it? It's like pickled, I'm pretty sure, ham.
Yeah, that's why it's slimy. That makes
sense. Yeah. It's basically just pickles. Pickle meat.
Pickled pig.
That makes sense because it's quite nice.
Yeah, that's why it's good. It's the salt and the vinegar or whatever in the brine.
Oh, man.
If you had to choose an animal you haven't eaten yet, Zoe, what are you eating?
Man.
Oh, the most dangerous game.
I just think for the sake of it, I think I would eat a human. I think any other animal. Oh, so do you guys watch Meat Eater?
The what? Sorry?
No. Do you guys watch Meat Eater?
No.
All right, Meat Eater is one of my favorite shows. And this is why I got into the idea of I could kill all my own meat. I cannot. But I've watched enough of the show to be like, I think I know how to hunt.
Yeah.
And so it's just this guy who likes to go hunting, but it's really like ethical and sustainable and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's one episode where he goes to, I want to say Bolivia.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to Bolivia. And this is my favorite episode of TV.
Is he going to hunt man and eat man?
No, he doesn't hunt man. He does hunt like some crazy shit though. But there's this episode where he goes to Bolivia and he's like, we're going into the jungle to hunt whatever, like this special deer or something like that. And they're going to go hunting.
It's a special deer that tastes exactly like man.
Ooh.
Deer with a face.
Yeah.
Walks on two legs.
Got so many nipples. that's what a man looks like, right?
Yeah.
Just lots of nipples, yeah.
Yeah, just lots of nipples.
Nips all the way down.
Yeah. So he goes, anyway, he's doing his like little TED talk to the camera and he's like, so I'm with a bunch of locals and they're my tour guides. In Bolivia, a lot of the locals eat monkey. And that, I think, is where I morally draw my line. I don't think I can kill a monkey.
Yeah.
I think I would be very uncomfortable with that. And then, like, 5 minutes later in the episode, they were like, anyway, so one of the locals killed a monkey. Oh. So morally, I feel okay about eating this monkey.
Yeah, right.
And then he eats a monkey.
Whoa.
And he's like, it's pretty good. And I was like, maybe primate is delicious.
Yeah,
all orangutans can go fuck themselves, which is a stance I've taken numerous times on this
Why?
Show.
Yeah.
And I'll eat all the orangutans. I'm just very pro palm oil.
But palm oil, you don't need to. That's the thing. Palm oil is like a good resource. And if we can do it.
Sustainable. Yeah, it's so sustainable.
Get rid of the orangutans.
No, you
no
literally
problem.
Don't need to get rid
all
of orangutans.
All those orangutans taking up all the space for palm plantations.
No.
Get them out of here.
Just plant them somewhere else.
Yeah, no, I think orangutans are little perverts. For some reason, I get that vibe from them.
Wait, so have you been wronged by an orangutan? No, or
just think they've got that vibe, and I don't like it.
Mm.
A little pervert vibe. So let them die.
No,
you guys can have your own animals that you can kill.
Yeah. So what other animals do you hate? You hate baby turtles.
Orangutans. I hate baby turtles that get lost.
Yeah.
Orangutans, big perverts. Not a big fan of butterflies. I think they're spooky.
What about moths? What do you feel about moths?
This is a fuck's list.
Yeah, I think moths and butterflies are the same thing. Right. So, like, let's not fucking split hairs.
But moths are spookier than butterflies.
They're both spooky.
Butterflies
don't really have gossamer, do they?
No, but they still like to fly in your ear and get trapped.
In your ear?
Have you guys? I've had that experience so many times. That's why I hate
where
this.
Where a butterfly gets stuck in your ear?
Or a moth?
They're so big.
No, I have gotten bugs in my ear twice. First one, the bug got stuck, and then I was at a party and I'd been drinking, and then a med student pulled it out.
That's which pretty
was,
good.
It was a fun. I was like, I've just had a like.
This
a,
is an antidote. This is an anecdote.
Yeah,
you had a procedure.
Yeah. I had a drunken procedure from a med student. This is great.
That's so funny, Zoe being like, "Wow, an anecdote is happening to me. I can't wait to tell people about this."
Is not your life just fodder for this podcast?
Can't wait to tell the gang about this one.
Can't wait to go home and... Nah, so someone, like, I had one friend who was just, like, holding an iPhone with a light, and the other one was like, okay, we can do this, here's saline I had in the car, and I'm like, thank you.
Well, what you're supposed to do is put olive oil in there, like a little bit of olive oil, it'll drown the bug, so it'll stop
and
going.
And it's lubed up so it can fall out.
Exactly, yeah, and then you pull it out so it slides out, but it also doesn't keep flapping, which, like, is really loud and bad for your ears and stuff.
Yeah, thankfully, the way the bug got stuck, it didn't flap against my eardrum, which that was, because it flew, because I knew someone who that happened to, and I had to go to hospital because it is maddening to have something hitting your eardrum constantly.
Yeah.
And it flew into my ear, and I just stood up and was suddenly very sober and was like, there is a bug in my ear. Somebody needs to help me get the bug out of my ear.
Boy.
A bug is in my ear. And everyone's like, what? I'm like, there is a bug in my ear. And I was too calm because there was no other option for me at that time. I'm like, is someone able to get some tweezers and please get the bug out of my ear? And I was like, are you all right? I'm like, yes. All that needs to happen is the bug needs to come out of my ear and someone needs to help me now. But that was all fine. I did go to the doctor later and was like, hey, can you just have a look in and check? And she's like, look, you've still got some legs in there, but there's nothing.
Oh, yuck.
So then I put like olive oil in my ear and was like, or wax oil or whatever, and was just sitting on my side and trying to get the legs out.
Did you see the legs come out?
No, I didn't. I kept looking for it.
Still in there. Maybe it's like a starfish and the bug will regrow in your ear.
It's scurry in your brain.
Mm. What kind of bug was it? Like a mothy, like flying bug thing?
It was a flying bug. So it was one of those tiny little ones with like six legs and wings.
Like a little gnat or like a flying ant or
something? Yeah, yeah, just one of those ones. A bug flew into my ear whilst camping the other day also.
But the other day?
Yeah.
How often does this happen to you? Different ear?
Same ear. That's
it
a bug.
It was trying to get its friend's legs.
Yeah. Same ear. A bug
flew
into my ear.
Private Ryan moment.
And the same thing happened. I said, a bug has flown into my ear. What? Are you right? Yes, I just need to make sure the bug is no longer in my ear. Because you know how if you like have a tickle, you can feel a tickle for a while?
Yeah.
And then I was trying really hard to like put my finger in my ear to feel for a bug whilst not
pushing a bug in. Yeah.
And I think it wasn't in. It flew back out, which I was very thankful for.
That's good.
But as far as you know.
Yeah, maybe I've got like... I'm just collecting bug bits. Maybe I've got like four legs now and I just... Maybe it's like... Granddad's tree or something. Grandpa's gift? Granddad's gift?
What's that?
You know that Paul Jennings story where granddad was buried under a lemon tree?
Oh, yeah.
No.
And so granddad was buried under a lemon tree and...
Was he ethnic?
What?
I don't know if it says.
I don't know. He was dead. I didn't get a look at him.
Okay. Just asking.
Granddad buried under... Oh, he had blue eyes. Granddad buried under a lemon tree. Grandson in the house opens a cupboard, finds an old fox stole, and I don't know why this kid gets this.
What's a fox stole?
So like an emptied out fox, like a
shawl, but it's made
like
out
a
of a
shawl,
fox.
Just made out of a full fox. So they take the inside out and sew it up so it's like flat, but it's still got its paws and head.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah.
Sick.
What's it called? The stole?
Stole. Yeah.
Stole. Because you stole its insides.
Yeah. That's sad that fur is no longer good, because what a look.
You're just coming out with the wildest, you're pro-fur, anti-orangutan,
I'm not pro-fur.
Anti-butterfly.
I'm not pro-fur. I'm just saying that it's a look, and it's sad that we can't look fucking insane with furs anymore. It's good, but it's sad.
My partner's a vegan, and she was worried, because like she had some fur handed down to her, and she's like, well, it was handed down, it was already killed. It's like me not throwing it out and not wearing it doesn't actually change anything, it's done. And she's not like supporting the industry or whatever, but she's afraid to wear it because she's afraid people will throw red paint on her, like in the movies and stuff. I'm like, I don't think people are just hanging out with red paint, hoping someone with fur walks by.
I've done that as well.
But I think they hang out in front of stores that sell fur.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like, they're just walking around the day to day.
Yeah, they're not walking around the city with paint ready to go.
No, and fur's so warm. Like, because I also have handed down fur.
Yeah.
And I was.
Me too.
I remember thinking I would never. Buy fur if an animal had been killed for its fur. Like other things where you can, you know, you're using the whole animal, whatever.
Yeah.
You're using the whole animal. But I'm like, if I had been abducted by aliens and they skinned me and then later someone put me in the bin.
That sucks.
I know.
Yeah,
show me off. I'm beautiful.
Yeah.
What we should be doing is having more, and I'm not talking about leather, but cow fur jackets where you have
the full
splotches.
Yeah.
It's still furry.
That's just cool.
I'd be into that.
Yeah.
If that's possible.
Yeah. That is good.
Like a cowboy, baby.
Yeah, but like just with the black and white splotches. Does that exist? Can you buy those?
I'm assuming so. Like a hide. Like you would make a rug from.
Yeah, but I feel like hides have become like brown. Oh, wait, yeah, maybe I've seen like the hides. Huh.
Because sure, cow print's in at the moment, weirdly.
Yeah, cow studding.
What?
It's from Drag Race. It's a catchphrase from one of the drag races. You're fine. You're fine. That's just for me sometimes.
Maybe you should start it.
Start what? A cow skin jacket?
A furry.
It's not leather. It's cow skin.
Yeah. Like this is what a hide looks like.
Yeah, that's
that would work
cow.
For sure. Just make that into a jacket.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I'm going to do that.
I mean, the cow's not really hiding at this point, but.
Well, he's very visible.
Yeah.
But where's the rest of him?
In our tummies. Yum. It's the most efficient way.
Yeah.
And we'll
cut it, use it.
Yep. Take its horns, make little trumpets out of them. Perfect.
Or little cups.
Little cups, yeah, shot glasses.
What do we use the hoof for? Glue. I answered there it that is. Question.
And on that note, I've been Aiden.
I've been Zoe B.
I've been Cass.
Kill an animal. Yeah?
Yeah. Especially orangutans.
Especially orangutans.
And turtles.
If they go the wrong way.
Or if there's a Galapagos and you give me some.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the Sanspants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsradio.com and consider joining the Sanspants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a Sanspants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to sanspantsradio.com and follow the links.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.